Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome along to this week's podcast. We are looking at the cultural tours that are currently taking place on a pilot basis in Dundee. We're going to speak to Lynn, who is our tour guide for the day, and some of the guests who are on the tour.
Hello, and welcome along, Lynn, to this week's podcast.
Thank you.
We are here awaiting the first of the new Dundee tours. What can you tell us about this particular tour that we're about to embark on?
And this tour is called The Time Traveller, and that is the plan today. We're about to meet the guests, and our first stop of reference will be the Frigate Unicorn, which will take us back to the Golden Age of Sail. We will then move over to the Transport Museum, and we'll have lunch on an old, what can only be called, charaban. And then it's next on to the Howth, where we will congregate with the members of Dark Dundee. Then it's on to the Law, where we'll have the panoramic views of the city, and then back down to the newest part of our city and Slessor Gardens, where we'll take a walk along the Discovery Walk.
Okay, and if you were looking to find out more about these bus tours that are happening, where would you go and find that information?
The tours are being done in conjunction with many of the attractions that we have in the city, but the main point of contact is the Museum of Transport and Market Views.
What sort of people would you expect to see today coming along on the tour?
Anyone that's interested in the city. My plan is to suspend a little bit of their reality and ask them to pretend that they've never been here before and look at the city with blind eyes.
Okay, you've said obviously that you're the tour guide for today. How did you become involved in this particular project as a tour guide?
Well, I'm actually a member of the Museum of Transport. £20 per year allows you to become a member, and they asked for some volunteers to be involved, and my previous profession from the years of 98 through to 2003 was a tour guide in mainland Europe, so hopefully I've got the skill sets today that will allow me to bring this tour to life.
Okay, and as a tour guide, you have to take up the kind of figure of an old clippy? Do you have the machine with the tickets and things?
No, hopefully my role today will be that of providing information about the city that we're about to explore and give people a little bit of insight to what the city's about, where we're going and where we've been.
Okay, we are sitting in the middle of what I could probably describe as a Pullman coach. We're sitting at a table with some nice china cups, some nice sandwiches, and the first part of the inaugural Dundee tour has just taken place. So I'm joined by some friends today, and we're going to have just a wee chat about what we've been up to so far today.
Well, I'm Dave, I was invited to come along to this one, so didn't know what to expect, but we've started off down on board ship and hearing salty tales from banging our head.
Did you find it very interesting?
It was certainly interesting. I mean, the guide Bob that took us round was obviously very knowledgeable and had lots of stories to tell, and he entertained us on the way around. It was an interesting trip.
So what's the story with the sore head then? Were they giving you whiskey?
We wish.
If only, you referred to the tots of rum on a regular basis, but no, it was mainly due to the height problem.
Yes.
When you're below 4 foot height, it's fairly inevitable you're going to bang your head.
Yeah, above 4 feet.
What's the plans then for the rest of the gents?
Further trip in the afternoon. I think we're going to the Howth to learn a bit about the darker history of Dundee.
Walking tour in the afternoon, isn't it?
Then up the hill.
Yeah. What's the thought of this darker Dundee tour? I mean, what do you know about it anyway? Anybody know anything about it?
We've all been in the house before. We've had a wander about, but it's like anywhere you go, if there's somebody knowledgeable telling you about it, then you just learn so much more than you know you ever knew possible.
And any concerns about going and wandering around the graveyard for the afternoon?
It'll be daylight.
I think we've been duped. I thought the house was the pub.
and then a trip up the Law Hill to finish off the afternoon.
Because it's incorrectly known as the Law Hill, because that's a sector. It should simply be the Law.
Joined again by tour guide Lynn. Thanks for agreeing to have another little word with us, Lynn. What sort of things have you managed to get round this morning with your guests?
Well, we took a little trip from the Discovery and went back in time to the Unicorn, and we learnt a little bit about seafaring ways, and then we travelled quite a short distance, and now we're up at the Museum of Transport. Currently the passengers are in having a look around the Dundee Museum of Transport and having a little comfort break, as we call it, and just had a lovely lunch with some Dundee cake on a special bus that's equipped especially to do lunches on.
This really is quite a lovely bus. I mean, we're sitting here, wooden tables, nice little lamps, chairs facing one another. What sort of atmosphere does this create for your tour?
Well, it feels a little bit like you're on the Orient Express. But as long as we didn't have any murder at lunchtime, we'll be fine.
Well, it could add a new thing for this afternoon.
You never know. Seeing as we're heading to the Hive to meet Dart Dundee, you never know what's around the corner, so it might have just put us in the right frame of mind.
Okay, and Dart Dundee, what can you share about Dart Dundee? Do you know very much about what they do and how it works?
I have met them on a couple of occasions, but I've not actually partaken in any of their tours, so I'm really looking forward to it because I've heard that they're excellent. 5-star reviews right across the city from both people coming into the city and people who are from the city, so going to be excellent this afternoon. Really looking forward to it.
Good. And we've got quite a mixture of guests that are on the tour today. People from inside Dundee, people from outside Dundee. Does this sort of tour give an opportunity for everybody to find out more?
I believe so, yes. I think sometimes as people who live either in a city or very close to the city, we tend to be the least knowledgeable. We'll travel all around the world and we'll learn about other people's heritage, but we're very unfamiliar sometimes with our own heritage. So this is a great opportunity for me to speak to some of the people about some of the exciting things that are happening at the moment on the way here, because it's transport. I was able to speak to them about Active Dundee and the fact that we've got lots of electric vehicles and taxis are electric, and you know, just trying to make it an active city, and it's a very fast forward going city as well as having a wonderful heritage.
And a number of partners are involved in this particular package. You've got the Unicorn that you visited today, Dart Dundee doing the Howth, Discovery, Verdant Works, and the Transport Museum in Market Museum. How good is that to have a good mix of things for people to come in and see?
I think it's very much the essence of the Dundee that we have nowadays. It's very important that we do work in partnerships across the city, because the city is in the middle of a rebirth, post-industrial, and we're showing the world that there's more to Dundee perhaps than they had expected in the past. And these partnership working relationships are bringing together different elements of the city so that we can encourage people that we are a gateway destination. However, don't just hit and run, come in and have a look at some of the things that we have here for people to see and do, and it is really, really eclectic.
And obviously a bonus has been the lovely lunch that's been served today. I mean, you've seen it served out, some lovely sandwiches, tea and china cups. How, you know, much of a seller would that be, do you think, to...
Well, I think it's incredibly important, but however, when we get back onto the next stage of the coach, I will be explaining that the same company that's just given them this wonderful spread are also famous all across the city for their helicopter, which is served 24 hours a day and is a real favourite with the student population of the city. So, you know, it's very much like Dundee. We can adapt to anything that people are looking for, because it's pretty much something for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, the reference to helicopter, I take it you're not meaning the literal helicopter.
No, I mean the very large burger with chips on the top to make it look like it's a helicopter. I've never partaken myself, and I'm sure you'll be the same.
We are now at the top of Dundee's Law. We are joined by a very vibrant wind, and a beautiful view. And some of today's passengers are with us today. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And you've had most of the tour today. We're going to head back to Discovery Point very shortly. And what would you say perhaps has been a highlight of today's tour for you?
I think possibly the lunch was excellent, absolutely excellent, but I've enjoyed every moment of it, to be honest. The tour of the house was very interesting, exciting.
The tour that you had of the unicorn in the this morning?
Also very, very good. I have been to Unicorn before and enjoyed it, but I enjoyed it even more this time. There are more exhibits, for one thing.
And a tour like this, obviously this is a pilot tour, where working in collaboration with some of the other tourist attractions in the town, is this something that you feel would benefit the area, a tour like this?
Well, I'm sure it would, yes.
Thanks for listening into this week's podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. It's given you a wee bit of background into the new cultural tours for Dundee. Thanks again for listening.